You're listening to SBS News.
It's almost 6 months since catastrophic floods swept through the northern New South Wales town of Lismore. The relentless rain that has pounded the region on and off for months has now eased, but devastation still looms large. Ali Bird is a local councillor and director of Resilient Lismore, a community-run disaster response network. She says at least 1,400 people remain in emergency accommodation.
Currently, still, we have thousands of people displaced from their homes, thousands of homes empty, and we have a very, very long road of recovery ahead of us.
A parliamentary inquiry led by New South Wales Labor, Greens and Shooters and Fishers MPs has found significant gaps in the state's disaster management. Labor's Walt Secord chaired the inquiry.
This report reveals that North Coast families were let down in the greatest time of need. But now, let's use this report to improve things, because we know natural disasters are going to happen again. So we owe it to people who are living in tents, who had their homes destroyed, their businesses destroyed, to say that the government has your back.
A key recommendation is that the state government abolish Resilience New South Wales. The report noted that the lead prevention and recovery agency failed to comprehend the scale of the floods and there was a breakdown in its ability to engage or coordinate with local community groups. Labor MP and member for Lismore, Janelle Saffin, says she supports the proposed dismantling of the agency.
The experience that we had, or more importantly, didn't have, and the confusion, it didn't work, it's not working, and we need something different. I've recommended a different authority and I'll continue to do that on behalf of my community.
First Nations engagement and a voice in both the rescue and recovery was also lacking. The report noted a need to establish and support an Indigenous responder team, which can assist communities during natural disasters in a culturally safe and appropriate way. The SES, the State Emergency Service, was also criticised. Its messages during the peak of the floods were confusing, out of date and inaccurate according to the report, which recommends the organisation be restructured to harness local knowledge. It also says a boost in resources, including staff, is needed. New South Wales Labor leader Chris Minns is calling on Premier Dominic Perrottet to release a separate independent report handed to his office 10 days ago.
If we don't have emergency services in place and the new regime, whether it's the removal of Resilience New South Wales, a beefed up SES, more senior engagement from New South Wales Police, ready in time for what the Bureau of Meteorology suggests will be a very wet spring, and there's always the risk of bushfires in summer, then my great fear is that we'll have another natural disaster on us before we're ready, and we'll have the existing bureaucratic structure in place.
In a statement, a New South Wales government spokesperson says the Premier is currently reviewing the report, which includes recommendations that will have impacts for communities, volunteers and first responders. They say the government will release the report and its response in the near future. Lismore Councillor Ali Bird says while better disaster management is crucial, long-term solutions must also be implemented.
That looks like giving people pathways and opportunities to make themselves safe by giving them buybacks and land swaps so they have the opportunity to get out of the basin of Lismore and out of harm's way.
The independent inquiry is expected to recommend land buyback schemes be established. Abby O'Brien, SBS News.